So what sort of catalysts brought about this event?
Well, our campaign has actually been running for quite a number of years, and it's really driven by the fact that such a large percentage now of our community in housing stress, and we're seeing an increase in homelessness, which has jumped by 37% in New South Wales since the 2011 census. And for people on low and very low incomes, they're getting absolutely crunched. And even moderate income earners now are finding themselves totally locked out of being able to purchase a home and are forced to pay very high prices in rent.
Mm. So what are the main aims of the Assembly in terms of housing affordability?
We come to the Assembly with a whole bunch of concrete asks, and they've actually been delivered to federal, state and local politicians. And so we are actually asking our political decision makers to respond to these particular asks. We also want to share stories from people to demonstrate what it's actually like to live their lives in housing stress, what it's like to live a life where you actually don't have any discretionary income, where you're making decisions about, you know, whether you get a tooth pulled or whether you pull the rent, whether you eat today or whether you, you know, pay the rent. I'll feed the kids and I'll pretend that I'm not hungry so I can pay the rent. You know, they're quite drastic decisions that people are making every single day. And there's something like 250,000 people every week that are making a decision not to eat largely because of housing costs.
Wow. Yeah, I'm definitely familiar to that one. I know that a lot of my friends who go to uni, obviously a bit of a separate issue, but when they're paying high rent, they do some of the things they eat, not ideal.
No.
Yeah, lots of two-minute noodles.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So you're not only looking at housing affordability, but also household energy costs. In terms of energy, what kind of changes would you like to see implemented?
Well, a third of households now rent. That's 2 million people.
Wow.
So one in three households. And when we look at affordable renewable energy, they've basically been locked out of that entire market. They don't have the power to put solar panels because they don't own their rooftops. And so there's been no scheme really to make sure that renters are included in this, and the perverse irony is that, of course, they're now subsidising with higher prices off the grid because there's a fewer people actually using the grid. They're paying higher prices to subsidise, you know, higher income earners who own their own homes, who have been able to, by and large, you know, feed electricity back into the grid, and so. What we want to see is that, you know, there are pilots done, such as solar gardens in Western Sydney. So we're asking, that's one of our key asks, for $10 million to establish a solar garden with rebates for low-income households to be able to also participate. And with climate change as well, just because you're poor doesn't mean you should be locked out of, you know, these sorts of initiatives. We do have a number of other asks, and one of these has to do with many of our ethnic communities, so culturally and you know, diverse, linguistically diverse communities. They want to speak to someone about energy who's independent from energy companies, so they can receive information they can trust, and they can make decisions, and also be able to read that information and perhaps even hear that information in their own language.
Mm. So if people do want to get involved in the event, how do they go about it?
Well, unfortunately, we've already got 2,400 registrations.
Oh, that's not unfortunate.
Well, it's a great thing. But if you're listening and you're thinking, I want to come and, you know, to the Sydney Town Hall on Thursday night and participate in this fantastic thing, I got to say, well, I'm really sorry. It's fully subscribed already.
Sold out.
But what you can do is, you know, get on Google and just find our sydneyalliance.org.au website and have a look at what it is that we're actually asking for. Read what our asks are and think about how you can participate in this by actually going to your local MPs. We've got a state election coming up in less than 2 weeks, and we've got a federal election coming up within a couple of months. And so there are things that both those levels of government can do, and what we need to do is actually just keep talking about it. Go and visit MPs. Give them a ring. Say, what are you doing about these things?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, Magnus.
Thank you very much.